Welcome to the Tap Room Exclusive. I am Dean Zarbaugh, host of the Tap Room Exclusive. I've had a couple.
Joining
me still is Clark Benson of Jackie O's Brewery. We are sitting down now in over a Champion Ground.
2017
Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout with coffee added. We went into the coffee a little bit on an earlier episode. Can't do it on its own, but with this, it's a very nice beer.
Awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, this is really nice. I love Bourbon Barrel Aged Stouts.
They're crazy, you know, in terms of like profile and just, it's a perfect combination of two amazing things, bourbon and beer. And then when you take the bourbon out, it still leaves that residual excellence.
Yeah.
I'm a big bourbon fan too. So
I like bourbon on its own. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I can go into bourbon too, but it just seems to be perfect, a perfect marriage of, you know, two wonderful things.
It does a nice dance in the mouth.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah.
And so this is, you guys are pretty well known for your bourbon barrel aged stouts.
Yeah, we've
and bourbon barrel aged just other beers too as well, right?
Yeah.
You do other styles other than stouts.
Primarily stouts. But, we do a lot of, barley wines or strong ales. You know, we've got a lot of crazy stuff planned, for this year. In fact, on Friday, we are releasing Polycephaly 3 and Polycephaly 4, which are we do every year for Winking Lizard.
Okay.
And they are a Northern Ohio-based restaurant chain. They also have Lizardville, which are like bourbon bars and craft beer and everything. But we do a blend. We do two different blends for them. We do a spirit barrel aged, imperial stout-ish strong beer, and then we also do a sour or wild beer for them too.
Well, I really like this Champion Ground. It doesn't have the super bite of like an imperial stout.
Yeah,
it's super. The coffee's really nice. The nice bitterness of the coffee.
Yeah.
But it really smooths out, and the bourbon, it's not too heat. There's not too much heat on it.
And that a lot of it goes to our extended barrel aging. You know, like, we're all about giving the beer time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we design this beer, the base beer for Champion Ground, we don't make as its own standalone non-barrel aged beer.
Really?
This Champion Ground base was brewed specifically like just to go into barrels. So it's designed to be harsh up front, but we know that it's going to mellow out over time in those barrels.
Yeah.
And it clearly shows it's a killer beer.
It really is. I like the label on
that.
Yeah,
Champion Ground.
And then what's the retail on this?
Retail for that is $11.99 per
great.
Bottle.
I feel like that's still a great price.
Yeah, it's around a little under a dollar an ounce.
Yeah,
Which for
a 12% beer,
12% beer, it's still on the higher end for a lot of beers. But we put a lot of time and care into our beers, and we're very proud of our beers.
Yeah, you're getting bourbon and you're getting beer. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like $11.99, that isn't bad at all, in my opinion, for what you're getting. And then, there was, Jackie O's is doing a bit of a voluntary recall on some of these, correct?
Yes. So that's correct. So, we've come to realize through extensive, tests going back through our bottles and making sure that, things are going, right. We've actually found out that several of our brands, from last year have, not aged, the way that we'd like them to. They've picked up either some wild yeast or some beer souring bacteria, whether it be through the addition of adjuncts like coffee or vanilla beans or spices or anything, or nuts in particular, as well as maybe picked up during the bottling process. So our bottler is, we've had the same bottler for when we started, brewing or bottling beers at our production facility. It is it's a Maheen bottler, and they're fantastic machines for breweries that are, starting to really get into bottling production.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, more or less easy to use. They're air powered and, very accessible for breweries that are just starting out. When they're also, parts of them are made of plastic. And so plastic being a porous, you know, having a porous surface,
mm-hmm.
when you have something sweet and full of sugar, like an Imperial Stout or any other beer, it's going to attract some wild yeast or beer souring bacteria or other, you know, other off flavor producing, you know, microorganisms.
Right.
And so it's incredibly hard to sanitize plastic. I mean, that's why they actually say that wood cutting boards are cleaner to use than plastic cutting boards, because wood has antiseptic qualities as well as plastic is incredibly porous.
Right.
So we found that a lot of our brands throughout 2017 have picked up either these wild yeast or souring bacteria, beer souring bacteria strains. And so what we were doing is we're making it right.
Right.
You know, we're definitely owning up to it. We're not saying that this is something that well, you know, it happened and, you know,
oh,
there
well.
You go. Oh well.
Right.
No. We hate that this happened. You know,
well,
we put a lot of time and we do a lot of QC stuff before the beer actually goes into bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you know, things fall through the cracks. And
it
we've
happens.
Had this problem, you know, since the early days of packaging stuff in the brew pub for our brew pub only releases. So we're not new to the infection issue. But at the same time, it still presents itself. And when we think that we've got it nailed, it's just like nature. You
right.
know, you can do everything you can to make sure that you have a perfect environment. It's like, you know, making, you know, some guys get like crazy about their lawns. And
right,
they're like,
right.
All right, I got to make sure that I don't have any weeds over here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is covered over here. But weeds or, you know, nature will always find a way
right.
to get in there. And so just when we think that we've whacked one mole, another one pops up on the other side. So we're taking a lot of steps this year. We're investing almost $500,000 into
wow.
Quality control stuff. So we are we're getting an all new bottler with no plastic parts in it, and it steam sterilizes itself.
Oh,
whereas,
nice.
Whereas if we were to use steam to sterilize our current bottler, it would melt. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink melted plastic.
Right. So, you know, that right there is huge. But we're also getting an inline pasteurizer to make sure that anything that's coming in on the adjuncts that we use, whether it be vanilla beans, coffee, nuts, or anything else that might
right.
be coming down the pipeline, you know, make sure that that stuff is not getting into the beer and that the beer stays the same, whether you drink it right away or if you decide to hold on to it for a while and drink it whenever you'd like.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really care a lot about this. I mean, you know, our barrel age program only takes up around 5% of our total production volume.
Okay.
So in reality, it's not a lot of beer, but it's the beer that, you know, we make, it's the beer that we are able to make because of the other 95%. And so we put a lot of time and effort into this beer, and a lot of care and attention goes into it. And we want to apologize for this, this happening. And at the same time, that what we're doing is you can email makingitright@jackios.com. To say, hey, I've got some infected bottles from 2017. Here, I'll read off the list of the brands that
Please,
were affected.
Yeah, that
so
way,
these are all
anybody...
2017 vintages. So we're recalling them. So what we're saying is, yeah, email makingitright@jackiosbrewery.com or jackios.com, and let them know. Give them like a 48-hour notice. Say, hey, I'm going to be coming down to the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this many bottles of these brands. And we will exchange those bottles, whether they're full or empty of these brands, and give you full bottles of brands that we know that are clean and good, one for one. No questions
okay.
asked, just making sure that, you know, to show that you guys that we care so much about you and appreciate all the support over the years, and that we are taking the steps to make sure that this never happens again. So those brands are bourbon barrel aged Brick Kiln, our barley wine, bourbon barrel aged Brick Kiln with nuts, bourbon barrel oil of Aphrodite, bourbon barrel coffee oil of Aphrodite, bourbon barrel Oro Negro, bourbon barrel Champion Ground, which we are drinking right now.
This one doesn't have anything to wrong to
yeah,
it,
and,
in my opinion.
Well, that's I think it tastes great, but even if this beer is tasting great, you can still take the empty bottle down to us and we will replace it with something that is not infected. Bourbon barrel aged Black Mask, Black Maple, and Vanilla Black Maple.
Okay.
So those are all the brands. It's a lot of brands. You know, things happen, and we're doing everything we can in our power to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and to make sure that you can still rely on Jack Hughes Brewery to give you quality, consistent
Absolutely.
Product that's you know, just gonna provide you the experience that you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you expect.
I've not had yet a bad Jack Hughes beer. I've never had any issues with it. This brewery is one of my absolute favorite breweries.
Well, thank you.
In the state of Ohio and beyond the state of Ohio. I think you guys are doing a great job right now, not only with your beers, but with the Making It Right program.
Thank you.
Just in case, you know, the few people out there that are having issues, make sure they still get a good beer.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day. And that's what it's really all about. And there's a little bit of you know, wiggle room in every batch. You know what I mean? It's like as much as a science as it is, there's still things that you can't always take into account.
Beer, like any consumable, is a perishable product,
right?
You know, and you know, luckily we've had people before us that have come up with ways to extend the life or preserve perishable products. You know, so that we can enjoy them, you know, when they're out of season, like canning or, you know, pasteurization, stuff like that with your everyday products, or homogenization and pasteurization
right.
of milk, for example, is, you know, making sure that something that is very perishable can actually last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But that's still not an excuse for, you know, letting stuff like this happen. And so we are doing everything that we can to make sure that, you know, we have everything in place to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and that you can continue to receive and have your high expectations from Jack Hughes barrel aged products going forth.
Absolutely. Like I said, the one that we happen to pour out right now is very good. Highly recommend the Coffee Champion Ground Bourbon Barrel. Go out and grab it.
This year.
It is 2018. Yeah, now it is.
Yeah.
Man, it's going by fast.
Yeah. We're actually not releasing any more bottles of stuff that until we have our new bottling line, and we're not doing any more adjunct beers, so like coffee, vanilla, nuts, all that stuff, until we have our inline pasteurizer put in place to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. It's really cool.
I appreciate the honesty. That's cool part. In my opinion,
that's what we're all about. You know,
obviously, like, the issue isn't the cool part.
Well, no, but no, at the same time,
things happen.
Things happen, and you know, we are a brewery of friends and family, and you know, we're trying to do the same thing that you would expect from friends and families: is honesty, integrity, and taking care of each other, and that's what we plan on doing going forth.
Yeah,
continuing doing. Going forth with this program, and I'm excited for a lot of the beers that we're doing coming out, whether it be from our clean barrel age program, whether it be through our sour program, and also through our seasonal program. I mean, we're releasing two new cans this year that are, you know, going to be a little hazy.
Oh,
so yeah, so we're really excited about that. That stuff. Look for that in April. But until then, you know, keep buying Mystic Mama. Keep buying, you know, Chomalungma, Firefly Amber, Raz Wheat, and all the sour stuff. We really appreciate your support. We wouldn't be here today, 12 years later, without the support of great beer drinkers like all of you listening. So thank you very much from the bottoms of our heart.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, taking the time to make it right. Not everybody would do that. You know, some people might just go, well, that's what you think, and just kind of ignore it. But, you know, I think that Jackie O's is doing the right thing and really kind of getting out ahead of it and making sure everybody can be get what they want from the beer.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah.
Clark, thank you for being here. I really appreciate your time. Thank you all for listening. Go out, check out Jackie O's. Go to the brewery down in Athens, buy their beer. Really great stuff. And check back in the future for new episodes and new breweries being featured. Have a great day.
Cheers.